What was Nathan's life like before meeting Michael?
Yeah, I was 25 years old, working at In-N-Out Burger, and I was depressed. I played video games for approximately 6 to 8 hours a day.
Were you playing the real violent ones?
Playing the first-person shooter games, the kind where you're only happy when you're killing. I was into those. I played them for hours a day, and I couldn't figure out why I was so depressed. I'm going, I'm 25 years old, I'm tall, I'm good-looking, but girls aren't into me. I can't carry conversations with people because I didn't know at the time my brain wasn't working properly. So I had social anxiety. I was at 25 getting crow's feet around my eyes because when I spoke with Michael, he told me I was playing so much video games for so many years that my brain was actually shrinking and my eyeballs were being sucked into my skull. At first, a lot of the stuff Michael said, it seemed so far-fetched that I had a hard time believing him, but I knew that he wasn't stupid. I knew he was intelligent and he had done his research, so I wanted to try it for myself.
When he said your eyeballs were literally being sucked inside your head, was he serious?
He was 100% serious.
How did he describe that?
I was 25 years old and I was getting crow's feet, and that made me depressed because I thought people get crow's feet in their 40s, not in their 20s. But one of the things Michael told me is because of the passive stress that young kids are putting on their bodies nowadays from the video games and the television, we are aging at a much more rapid rate than any generation in history. I went to the beach to try and figure out what I was going to do with my life. I quit my job that day at In-N-Out, and I said, you know what? I'm too good for this job. This job's not paying me what I deserve. I don't have the opportunity to advance. I'm just going to quit and figure out what happens. So I go to the beach to just ponder life, and I meet Michael. He was out there painting, but at the time, he wasn't painting. I walked by, and he was entertaining a group of people using his left-handed Da Vinci writing. And they were all perplexed at the fact that this gentleman could write not only with his left hand, but he could do a mirror image and make it look beautiful. And I was enthralled by the idea you could do penmanship left-handed mirror image. I'd never heard of anyone doing it, so when I saw him do that, I started paying attention. And then he challenged me with the buzz game, and I did terribly. I couldn't remember the rules to the buzz game. And the rules of the buzz game are very easy. Failed miserably, but one of the things I did is I left the conversation with Michael and I continued to play the buzz game with my friends. For the next hour, we didn't do anything except play the buzz game. I wanted to get the buzz game down. And after the hour, not only did I feel really good, I almost felt high, like a euphoric high, like I was in paradise for just quitting my job and not knowing where my life is going. Why do I feel so good? And I talked to Michael, and he said, I've been exercising my brain, and it produces endorphins. Just by exercising your brain, you're going to feel good. And I never wanted to stop since that day, and I've just continued with the program. He wrote his number on a painting that he drew, and this was 100 days ago, and I still have his number. It wasn't a painting. It was just a reprint, but he wrote on the back of it. I thought it was so classy, and I will never throw this away. I'll probably end up framing it because it was the day my life changed for the better. And I've never had a 100-day period in my life where at the end of the day I go, this is the best day of my life. And almost for no particular reason, just that I've extracted everything from the day that I wanted. I've never seen better results as far as a change in my body outside of the gym. I've never seen better results inside the gym than I did working whole brain power. And I've had more changes in my body, positive changes as far as muscle density, muscle striations.
So what was the first thing you launched onto? The memory, the hammers, or the cursive writing, or did you just tackle it all?
All three of them at the same time. So he would give me a certain task. He'd say, Nathan, by tomorrow I want you to know the 50 states in alphabetical order. So Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho. I didn't question him. I just did it. I can do in one breath the alphabet forwards, the alphabet backwards, the alphabet from the insides out, and the alphabet from the insides in. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
A, B, C, D, F, G, H, U, D, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z, Z, Y, X, W, V, U, T, S, R, T, P, O, N, M, L, K, J, I, H, G, F, E, D, C, B, A, A, Z, B, Y, C, X, D, W, E, V, F, U, G, T, H, S, I, R, J, Q, K, P, L, O, M, N, N, M, O, L, P, K, Q, J, R, S, H, T, G, U, F, E, E, W, X, C, Y, Z, B, A, yeah, buddy.
You got it.
By memorizing the alphabet backwards, he helped me use my creative side of my brain, which nowadays, kids are not being creative anymore because all the creativity is being downloaded from TV and video games.
Tell me about the first hammer drills you did. Did you go out and get a rubber mallet or what?
I got two of the 16-ounce black rubber mallets, and my arms have never looked better. I don't go to the gym. They feel my arms? You're lying to me. There's no way you don't go to the gym. Before working Michael's program, I almost thought I'd get given up on life. I was really depressed. My memory was slipping, and I'm going 25 years old, and I can't remember things. I thought I was developing some form of schizophrenia. I couldn't figure it out. I just couldn't. And it was all the video games and all the television and all the outside influences.
How long did you work the rubber mallets? Even though you could do the rubber mallets pretty good, did you continue with those or did you start going?
I wasn't that good starting out. I would hit about 50 on each arm continuously. And, you know, now I'm at about 1,000. I can hit them about 1,000 times. And, you know, I started doing it left and right-handed. And one of the things I just noticed is better hand-eye coordination. Again, on and off for about 20 minutes a day. You're strengthening the myelin sheath surrounding the nerves, so you're getting more connectivity from your brain to your hand, which increases the functional strength that you have. So I've been working out my whole life, but I've never had a grip like I have now. I can't believe I've never felt more manly in my life.
Yeah.
Girls are drawn to me. Who I was before and who I am now, night and day.
Do you believe that the whole brain power is producing steroid-type effects?
Oh, without a doubt. Two things I get all the time is, what are you on? People think I'm on things. And it's only because I have this wealth of energy that I've never had before. After working whole brain power, just bouncing golf balls on hammers, working on my penmanship, and doing two to the powers of, I've noticed I've got calf muscles now. All my ligaments, all my cartilages, my Achilles tendon, everything's denser. My face has changed. In 100 days, I believe I've become more handsome. Here's the thing. You gotta wanna change. If you're happy with your brain and how things are going, don't try the program. But if you're overweight or you're having a hard time memorizing things or you can't remember names, you can't remember where your car keys are, you don't look the way you want to look, you got to try the program. It's the best program out there.
If this interview has been interesting to you and you'd like more interviews like this, go to http://www.wholebrainpowercoaching.com.